Ho, ho, ho.
Hello,
Merry
everybody.
Merry Christmas. Almost Christmas. My goodness. So many exciting things are about to happen. We got the Olympia coming up and Christmas, too, which is why we are, you know, dressed accordingly.
Yes.
And I'm loving it. You know, it's like two holidays back to back because I consider the Olympia a holiday. What about you?
Yes, it is.
Solid.
Yeah, I take two weeks off a year. Usually one is the Olympia and one is Christmas. So these are both my
wow.
Holidays. Yeah.
Double whammy right there. But my goodness, by the time this gets released, I will be like one day out or maybe 2 days out. One
yeah.
or 2 days out from stage time. So I thought, you know what? Let's give our final thoughts coming into Olympia, how we're feeling, what's our plans and all that good stuff. My goodness, this is really happening.
It's really happening. It's time to go. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good episode for a lot of the viewers, too, to listen to, see, like, hey, where are you at? You know, like, what? How do you feel before a show and all those things? So
yeah.
I think, yeah. Mm. Should we just start it off with
Let's
that? Like, how
get
are,
it going.
Yeah.
How, Let's get this podcast party started. You guys are invited to this podcast party, so welcome to the party.
Yeah, so I think this podcast would be a lot about like how you're feeling, what you're thinking, where your mindset's at. So we're, you know, first off, let's go into the most important question that everyone kind of struggles with, right, in peak week. Even someone at the top level, Ashley, where is your energy levels at?
Oh my gosh. It's finally taken its toll on me. I was so almost cocky about how energized I was this whole year through every prep I've done, every show. I was like, yeah. I can keep going, and I got so much energy, yeah. And this prep, this last week, it definitely started to hit me.
Yeah.
I feel like a zombie right now, kind of. I mean, in the morning time, I will be very energized in the morning, and I'll be like, yeah, let's do this workout. And then after, like, 10 or so, I'm like, oh, my gosh, oh, zombie. So, I mean, I'll be honest, I think some of it has to do with my sleep, too. When I get close to show, my sleeping patterns, they're a little weird. I've been waking up at 3 lately, which is very early. The thing is, I'll wake up, if I have to pee, I'll just wake up. And unfortunately, most of the time, I can't go back to sleep after I go pee. But also, those nightmares that I tell you guys about, I get those nightmares,
yeah.
Especially close to show. I'll have those nightmares that's like right about to step on stage and it's, oops, forgot my tan. Oops, I forgot to train completely. Or what's the other one? Oh, yeah. Oops, I just ate a whole entire cake to myself the night before. Something stupid like that. Or I forgot my heels or, you know, the list goes on. It's something different all the time. But I think it's like those nerves that are kicking in. And the closer I get to a show, the more often I'll have those nightmares. And they wake me up sometimes. So, yeah, that's that. Did you ever get those nightmares when you competed?
The only thing I ever worried about was getting there on time. That was always my favorite
thing.
Oh,
yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That you know something, too, is I see that happen in real life all the time.
Oh, I've had people miss class.
Yeah. You're not going to let that happen to me, though, right?
No, I'll be there early. And I'm always, that day I'm usually, that's probably like the one day where I actually will be a little bit not sleeping so well, too, because I'm like worried about that same thing. Like, better make sure she's awake. You better be awake. Make sure she's awake. Like, if something happens, like that type of thing. Luckily, you're in the host hotel and it's right downstairs,
right.
So you can just walk down. There's no to worry about an Uber or a car or rain getting there. That's happens with national shows all the time.
Especially in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're like, we're at a different show. It's raining now. It happened in North Americans. It was raining. It was crazy.
Yes.
So
that humidity plus the rain. Ooh,
yeah.
My goodness. Crazy. But yeah, I'll be honest. I'm one of those people that I'm very paranoid about being late. So I'm actually obnoxiously early usually. And but I don't know. It's just like a fear of mine. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully I don't make a stupid mistake. Hopefully I don't lose my heels, which actually kind of almost did happen earlier in the year. I don't know if I told the podcast viewers this story, but
you should tell because it's actually.
I brought one pair of shoes, okay? The Clash, one pair, because I was like, you know, what's the chances one's gonna break? You know, they're good new shoes, they're not gonna break. Some girl accidentally picked them up after prejudging and thought it was hers and put them in her bag. And for hours after prejudging, I was like, I have no shoes. I don't. Where are they at? Did somebody pick them up? And I was like frantic, and I was asking everyone that worked at the venue. Even I was like trying to see if I could buy shoes somewhere. And it turns out the girl accidentally took them thinking it was hers, but it was like a little freak out moment. Good thing they were returned, but it could have went the other way. So always bring in two pairs of shoes from now on.
Yeah, bring in two pairs of shoes. And you know what we should start doing, honestly, is have people like write their initial, like, on the foot of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, or your name, just your full name. Yeah. So, like, yeah. So,
because they all kind of do look the same, unless you're looking heels, really yeah. close. They're just clear heels. So,
yeah,
that's a very easy mistake, but it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy things. There was a guy, I want to say it was like probably like 5 years ago, who 100% won his pro card at North Americans. Mm-hmm. He was like dead center, clearly the standout, and he didn't make it back, and he got DQ'd. Yeah, he got DQ'd. So he got 16th place. When you don't show up, you just get 16th place. Nothing like, people worry that like something bad happens if you don't show up back and you're marked forever. It's not. They just give you 16th place. Mm. Yeah, so yeah. It's like I don't think it's a DQ. It's just, hey, you automatically get 16th place. Isn't that crazy though?
Oh God, that's a horrible feeling. Is that, see? Because yeah. Here's that feeling they have, the woulda, coulda, shouldas.
Yeah.
What if I was better with managing my time and I was more alert? Coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know. Yeah. Would have won a pro card. His life could have been a little different.
Yeah.
You never
know. He ended up getting it, though, the next year.
Yeah.
But in that second, do a whole nother prep, do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. See, these woulda, coulda, shouldas are something that we always try to avoid.
Yeah.
Which is, like, why we're extra careful at peak week about, like, what we eat and what we do is because we don't want to look back and be like, oh, what if I would have just eliminated Diet Coke from my diet last week? Maybe it would have helped my bloating a little bit better. So we always try to eliminate those woulda, coulda, shouldas because it's, like, literally the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
So we try to eliminate those. Pushing hard. I'm not having the best workouts right now, I'll be honest. I just feel like I'm getting a lot more sore easy, more fatigued easier. So I'm definitely not my strongest right now, but I'm hanging in.
Yeah.
And I'm consistent, so that's good. And it's good that you're here, because I worked out with Adam today, and I was like, man, Adam, if you weren't here watching me, I probably would have just left, went home, and been like, oh, just do tomorrow. So, yeah, it's really like that, guys, even for me, too, sometimes. And most of my preps aren't like this, and it's just like 1 week, though. So you know what I mean? It's just, it's no big deal. It's just, I was really lucky. I had a lot of energy.
This year.
I don't know why. For some reason, this prep, it's just like, oof. Maybe it has something to do with the it gets dark earlier. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I just think, I mean, I honestly just think we've been really lucky.
We've been
This year we've done a few shows. And I think that also the other thing, too, is that the time in between shows has not been like, it hasn't been like show after show. It's been like kind of spread. Because we were getting ready for a show, and then it got canceled, and we're getting ready for a show. So you've kind of been in prep like most of the year, and it's kind of like it's compiling on itself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
get
like
that prep compiling right now.
Yeah, so it's that's, I think that has a lot to do with it too. It's just kind of like catching up with you a little bit. And this
we
prep,
definitely went ham this year, though.
Yeah, we did. It was what's crazy is the beginning of the year, Ashley wanted to do a lot more shows than she did. Mm-hmm. So next year, if we get shows,
there is going to be a big gap between this Olympia and the next one, or the next show.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tricky too. It's at least 3 months. So we don't know, maybe longer. I don't know. But that's like one of the other reasons why I'm so nervous for the Olympia is because I have like after Olympia, it's like the thing is, if I compete at a show, right, and I see something that's a stupid mistake or something I need to fix, it's stuck in my head like, oh no, I need to redo the show, reclaim myself. I need to fix this and fix that, even if it's something really minuscule. I'm like that. You know I am. Even if I win the show and I see something I can improve on, I'm like, oh, no, I want to do this next show and make that adjustment and see how much better I'll be. It's like I don't get that chance after Olympia because there's such a big gap. So that makes it, like, extra, extra pressure. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough thing.
Because in the next show, it's 3 months minimum, and that's the one in Vegas. So.
Yep. So, yeah. I want to do that one for sure. You already know. But it's so far in advance, I don't even want to say I'm doing it or not.
Because
it's
like,
you never know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll be honest, Adam, I'm probably more nervous for this show more than I've ever been at any show ever. Ever, ever, ever. I don't know.
Yeah. I could see. It's a tough, this year is really tough too.
It's tough.
Because I think a lot of people think there wasn't the ability to compete, but there's actually 44 mm-hmm. people qualified in bikini for the Olympia, like 44. So, and these are 44 people who are, you know, they're good. Every one of them won a show, you know, so all of them, it could really go between, like, you can make an argument for every person to win that show in bikini. In bodybuilding, you can't do that. It's, you know, honestly, it's like the argument, it's probably going to be Phil Heath. I mean, he was miles ahead of the guys who won last year, a couple years ago, and I think he's going to take it again. Just because I don't think he's lost a step, and it's pretty obvious at that level who the best is. But in bikini, you can say, oh well, like the girl who got 15th place, you can make an argument for her winning first place because you might like her better. And in bikini, that's relevant, you know?
Yes.
Everything's possible. So it's definitely like a lot more nerve wracking being you. Cause like you could look at someone and be like, oh, they're shredded. And then you're like, wait, is that a bad thing or is that a good thing?
Yeah.
In bodybuilding, you're like, oh, he's shredded. He's ahead of me. I better catch up or I'm going to lose. It's pretty obvious. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, you guys, the bikini division is definitely the one where you need the most, like, you need to be tough with the wins and the losses and know that it could go either way. You know?
You got to be very mentally strong if things don't go your way after a show, which is why I try not to focus so heavily on a placement, you know. But, I mean, of course I want to do well. Of course I want to place high. Duh, I want to. Of course I do. But I also have to have that very realistic expectation that, like, you know what, Ashley, even if you give your best physique, that might not necessarily be what they want.
Yeah.
In bikini, they're very fickle. You can be a little bit too lean, and your placing can go from like second to 15th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially in Olympia. If you're a little too soft, same deal. And each girl can carry their body fat a different way. And it's some girls do look better softer, some look better leaner. I, for one, think I look better leaner than I do softer. We've tried the soft look before. Yeah. It doesn't work for me that well. It just makes me kind of look thick, and I lose a lot of my shape, a lot of my curves in a way, a lot of my
They just don't. Yeah, you don't pop as much. That's
I mean, not as poppy.
I like your look. I like your look there too. But yeah, the judges, they don't reward it. So we've done it. Mm-hmm. What's funny? You know what's funny is we're at my house, and I thought the dog was walking around because I kept hearing the jingles and the cheers.
Oh, it's my hat. Hopefully that doesn't pick up.
No, I don't think it'll pick up because it's too low. But I'm like, where's the dog at? It's so funny. Your little jingle bells. Yeah, sorry, I got distracted. It was just funny. It's funny to mention.
I'm like, I'm just really, I mean, here's a great example. The physique that we brought that I thought was the best wasn't rewarded as the best.
Yeah.
And that's the only show that they told me, oh, you're too lean, and this is something you could fix.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you what you think is best for you. Maybe it's not to the judges, because the criteria, although it is generally the same, the people you're competing against, talent pool is getting deeper and deeper every single year.
Yeah.
And I think, like, a lot of people, I mean, on paper, it looks like I've gotten worse, but that's not the case. I've gotten better, but everyone else, there's more.
Yeah.
Every year, girls that are super, super competitive, they all look amazing. Let me just say, all the girls on stage at Olympia, wow, incredible physiques.
Yeah.
And each one of them has their own little thing, you know? Something that I could never replicate and something they could never replicate from me. So it's kind of like we all have our advantages and our disadvantages.
Yeah, and I think that's the same with, like, and that's where when people are competing and coming up, you got to realize what your strengths are. And I always say, you know, don't try to copy anyone else because it's not really going to work. You know, you know what the trends are, know what the styles are. You know, this year with Ashley, we're actually changing her posing even last minute. We posed today for about an hour, changing her posing in, like, the back walk. We've slowed it down because that's where the trends are going. So you'll see a little bit, like, actually today's her routine today, we're not sure where it'll be, but it was a minute and 10 seconds and it has been like 35 seconds. Yeah. So like it's a lot slower. There's a little bit of walking. So, you know, we're not trying to copy anyone. We're just staying with the trends of what bikini is, you know? So that's the other thing. So expect to see a little bit more on the posing side from her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important for everyone to, like, realize that, like, cause everyone has their person that they try to be like, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, I want to just be just like that. And I'm like, you're going to have to find what works for you, you know, get on stage and get some feedback and whatnot, you know? So,
the thing is, that is one thing that I've really tried to improve on is the presentation. That was one of the critiques that can make it a little sassier. Not that it was a bad presentation, but it was a little plain Jane. The thing is, like, my personality is I'm more of like a cutesy athletic type. I always say that, like, you know what I mean? To be sexy for me is really hard, because I don't see myself that way, and that's not my personality. You know what I mean? I'm way more like goofy. If you guys know me, I'm like goofy. I'm like, you know, just having a good time. But to be more like sultry, sexy, slowing it down instead of that athletic bounce on stage is definitely difficult. And it's something that I'm constantly working on. And if we're talking about advantages and disadvantages of every girl, I think as of right now, we're working on it. Hopefully it's a lot better, but that would be one of my disadvantages coming onto stage is my presentation. It needs to be a little more sassy, a little more flamboyant and sexy. But, you know, we have advantages too.
Yeah.
I think my profile or side profile front pose is what you would call it, right?
Say it's best
the
in the
standard
game.
Is really good. I feel yeah. like, well, for me anyway,
opinion. It's the best. I honestly wish that they would judge the glutes from the front because you would destroy that every time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, everyone knows that. There's no, that's
I mean, so that's, you know, that's one of my advantages. Yeah. I really love my front pose. I think that's probably my best pose.
Yeah.
Is, you know, because I got great, like a bubbly booty and hamstrings.
That's where people always like think that you have fake glutes.
Oh, yeah.
But people are like, oh, you got fake glutes.
That's
we're like,
so
funny. Thanks for the compliment, I guess.
Yeah. It's like one of those insults, but it's compliment in disguise because it's like, well, it's not fake.
Yeah.
But if you think that it looks that unrealistic that it is, thank you, I guess.
Yeah,
thank
you. When I was a like bigger bodybuilder, people like thought I was, when they say I was on steroids, it's like, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's you, like, man. Oh, okay, well, I mean, I saved a lot of money for this butt implant, but thank you, okay.
Yeah, it's a nice word, that's a nice
okay,
one.
Well, okay, can't be too mad at that one. But yeah, it's like, if you look at every competitor and dissect like their body and their presentation and what they bring to the stage, their look in general, you can find everyone has like something that really stands out about them and it's different from somebody else. And I think that's like the beautiful thing about bikini is like we're very diverse. Our body types are the most diverse body types in any division, okay?
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that is, you know, take a look at the bodybuilders. Biggest, most symmetrical, leanest guy wins. And, you know, they're all kind of in that same category. Nothing's like, no one looks way different than somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Am I making sense? But in bikini, there's a lot more room for subjectiveness or opinion. Like, so you'll see some leaner athletic girls, you'll see some softer girls, some tall, lanky girls, some short, bubbly girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of different body types in bikini, and it's kind of, that's where it's really hard to nail down that look. And even if you do nail down your look, who knows if that's the look that they want for bikini, given that there's many different bikini girls to choose from.
Yeah, I like when a lot of times I'll get coaches, especially guy coaches, they'll be like, how have you figured out bikini? Like, what is it? What's the division? Like, what am I doing wrong? Whatever, what's the division? And my response is always, the problem with your approach is that you're trying to figure out bikini, period. Like there's no figuring it out. It's per girl, it's per person. You figure out the person, you figure out bikini. You know, so it's like it's so unique to the person, you know. So like even I had a girl the other day who she wasn't super shredded, but her hamstrings were like detailed, mm-hmm. and she thought that would be like a huge plus in bikini. And I was like, no, your whole look is not going to be super shredded because you're so shredded already, like in your hamstrings, that we're going to have to bring you in a different way and like pose a different way and everything. So mm-hmm. I think another takeaway that competitors can get from this, you going into the Olympia and making these last minute, not really last minute, we've been working on the posing changes, I think since the California show, really, like on changing up the routine a little bit, is that how much posing practice is necessary. You know, I think that people underpose a lot, especially in prep. Like, I think that people should be spending a lot more time posing. And we do group posing classes, which are great. I love doing the group posing classes because we could teach, like, we basically can replicate a show every time we do a group posing class. And we could spend a little time with you one-on-one and help with your posing routine. But that's not the same as, like, a one-hour posing session really focusing on your style. I think everyone should do both. You should be going to posing classes and, like, replicating shows and scenarios and getting comfortable around people. And, you know, getting different opinions from different coaches and finding your style. And then you should be doing, you know, posing sessions. Even if you're not, like, right next to a show, like, really close to a show, you should be doing posing sessions and really working on your craft. Because this really is an art form on how you're going to present your specific physique, because everyone's is going to be different. And I think that people just really underestimate how much that is important, especially in bikini. I think more than almost, well, I guess all the divisions, but really bikini is really structured in a way where it's not, where you can hide your flaws a little bit more and you can show your assets a little bit more. Like in figure, you get four turns, you get four quarter turns, and everyone has to be the same. So you kind of, the only way to work on your flaws in figure, you can adjust a little bit here and there, but you're pretty much doing the exact same pose as everyone else. So you really fix your flaws in the gym in figure. You know, you have to be perfect from that same pose, that same angle. Bodybuilding's the same thing. You got the front double. Like there's very little difference between that front double than you do, you know, maybe the legs a little bit and how you're, there's just not a ton of difference between them. It's just that is perfected in the gym, obviously in posing too, but the differences in bikini is like, there is no standard pose. Like there is a pose that everyone's kind of doing right now in the front, but it doesn't mean you have to do that pose. Yeah. You could do a totally different pose. I mean, you look at, I think it was last year, the years are all so weird now. I think it was last year, India Paulina was doing a totally different pose than everyone else, and she won a show with that pose. So obviously there's a reason she's doing that pose versus the new, like kind of, if you want to call it standard pose, because it works good for her, you know? So like, you can't do that in other divisions. So you really do need to spend the time in bikini, like doing your one-on-ones, going to group classes. I have group classes all the time. And it's really funny. I'll have someone show up. I haven't seen them before. And they show up to the classes and they're like, I'm like, yeah, when's your show? They're like, oh, 2 weeks. And I'm like, who have you been posing with? Whatever. Like, oh, this is my first posing class. I'm like, dude, you're going to be spending like 2 hours a day for the next 14 days. Like, because there's no way you're going to learn this in that time. It is critical, critical. So I think that, you know, we've been working on it since, I don't even know what, was it 6 months ago or so? Like worked the new one?
Yeah.
I mean, even like before that too, but the new routine, like for like 6 months or so, and we're still tweaking it.
Yeah.
So, I think that people need to like know that part of it, that this is an art form.
There's always improvements to be made.
Yeah, always. Even at that level, you know, I promise you, even Issa's been posing like crazy, you know, trying to defend her title. I guarantee you she's not gonna be like, I'm just gonna do the exact same thing. I'll just start practicing like a couple days before. That is not the case.
Right.
something that if you guys are not doing that a lot, practice, you know, take 10 minutes after every workout, take, you know, whatever, 30 minutes twice a week to do your posing routine in the off season. And in season, when you're getting ready for a show, I think you should be posing, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day after your workouts, you know, 5 days a week or so.
And walking in heels, oh my goodness, that's something to get used to. You can always run in them, though. I don't know if anybody's going to get that joke, but yes.
Her Instagram, she was running in heels on a treadmill.
That one blew up.
So funny. Oh, you could post like the most like educational video ever.
Motivational, educational, right?
Yeah, you know, and then you run in high heels on a treadmill, you'll get a million views.
Up. You know, Adam, something I've really been thinking about, and remember that podcast that we did probably a few months ago, and I remember you saying, in order to succeed, you gotta think you are the shit, right? See, here's my mental conflict. I don't think that way. I don't. I swear, I never did. Even when I was winning every single Olympia, I never thought that way. We have different ways of thinking, I guess. Or maybe it's just I've been scolded by bikini. I'm not sure.
That's
but
true.
You are kind of more like, oh, yeah, I know I'm the best, so I'm going to compete and or do whatever you do, coach or whatever, and you are the best. See, I'm different. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of set my expectations lower, something I know I can achieve or something very realistic I can achieve if I work hard. And then if I exceed it, it's like icing on the cake, extra credit.
Yeah.
So that's something, like I literally, for the past 2 weeks, was thinking about that podcast in particular,
really,
how different we think.
And
I'm like, should I be thinking like you think? Because I don't think that way, and I never did.
Here's the thing. There's a difference. So if you look at like the guys who do that, like the Michael Jordans, the Wayne Gretzky's, it's like a quiet confidence that he knows where he's at. The Sidney Crosby, he's like that too. But if there's some guys that are, they know and they have that confidence. And the difference of believing in yourself that much, and I think that this is a potential growth area for you. I think that the difference of believing in yourself that much that you can do it and that you're deserving of it, and that there's a difference of competing to win because you're the shit and you're like, hey, this is my stage. I'm the champion 3 times. Like, this is where I belong. This is mine. Versus the mindset of, I just want to do good enough where I'm not slipping, or I'm just competing to not lose.
Yeah.
And there's a significant difference of that, and it's going to portray on stage. And I think, you know, it comes off, you know, not necessarily just when you're on stage, but when someone's on stage competing to not lose, versus competing with the confidence to be like, hey, this is mine. there's a difference in that confidence in the posing and how your judges are looking at you, the energy that's given off. And like, I feel like that is another little area where you can be a little bit more. I mean, you do have to be realistic. You're the most, and you're so like, it's nice that you're modest. It's cool. But that's, you know, there's a time for that. But you gotta say to yourself that sometimes too. You are the most winning bikini pro in the history of the sport. And I mean, you have that crown.
I think
you're the most winning Miss Olympia of all time. You have that crown. I think you might have the Arnold, or tied with the Arnold too.
I don't know.
I think you're tied.
Arnold's tricky. Yeah.
I think Angelica has two.
Probably.
As well?
Oh yeah, she has two. She went, yeah.
Maybe she, if she has three. If she has three, sorry. But you're at least the Olympia, we know for sure. You're the most winning Olympian of all time, of winning the Olympia. So yeah, that is your stage, you know, and that's nothing wrong with saying that.
You know, I think, remember how I mentioned that one of my worst fears or feelings is disappointment. I never want to disappoint anybody, including myself.
Yeah.
And I think that is why I always set my expectations realistic, is I just don't want to disappoint myself. And of course, I don't want to disappoint anybody else, but even like being honest with myself and when I did win my first Olympia, the thing is, I had that same mindset. Even it was even more towards, like, not confident, I would say even. When I won my first Olympia, I was literally just grateful to be there. And just to, you know what I mean? So I was a big, you know, literally, like, ask anybody that was close to me. Just to be there was, like, the biggest deal ever. And it was like, my goal is already made. Already did it. Wow. This is it. You know, and then I exceeded that big time. And that feeling of exceeding the goal by winning, not even just being there, but winning, that is like a feeling that was, you can't compare that to anything, to exceed your expectations and everybody else's. So I think half of me doesn't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
And the other half wants to feel that extra credit or icing on the cake, like even better than expecting to do well. And bikini is like one of those things, it's like you just can't control to some point. You know, we're in a sport where you can't play defense. Yeah. You can only give your best. You can't control how anybody else shows up. You can't control how it's going to be judged. So you can just do what you personally can.
Yeah.
And being, I'm just very, almost too realistic. Realistic to a fault.
Maybe. It might be going to that point.
Too realistic. Like, I literally...
Sorry.
Knowing that I... won the Olympia as a rookie and no one knew who I was, my mindset is all these 44 girls has an equal chance. Maybe some a little bit more than others that's been around. But I just think like anybody could take it. Like anybody. It can go any way. There could be another Ashley Kay. Like no one knows who she is. No one was expecting her to even place. She wins.
So yeah, it could be.
That's
very realistic this year.
That's like
too.
My mental struggle that I have.
I don't mind
myself.
You having that. I don't mind you having that at all. I think I just don't ever want it to get in the way of your confidence of you should be, you know, of your confidence on stage. And I think there's like that little safety net that we all have for ourselves that gives us that room, you know? And I think with today and how the confidence is on stage and how the girls are posing differently and taking their time and just really being like they're like, I'm here to win, you know?
Right.
Like, and I think that's the attitude that we need going into this year. I do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever want to get twisted. Like, I'm a pessimist. I don't think I want to, you know, do well. That's not it. It's more like a safety net. Like,
it's a little bit of a safety net, yeah. But,
you know, just in case I don't do well or, you know, but I will say, regardless of placing, if I do something stupid, that's like my worst fear.
Yeah.
Something stupid, something really dumb, like something that I just don't want to look back on the show and be like, oh man, if I would have just, you know, sucked in a little bit more on my front pose or something, could have done a lot better. And it's worse when you hear a judge say it afterwards. I remember at the 2018 Olympia, they told me I bent over too far or I would have moved up several places.
Yeah.
And what would that be? Just them being nice or just the honest to God truth? I don't know, but that stuck with me, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the worst feeling, is like, oh, I could have done better if I just would have fixed this stupid thing. Such an easy fix. Oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
that's a fear.
I think, I don't know. I think, like, you know, this year, here's the thing. Like, one, you're not past your prime by any means. You know, your body.
Oh, I didn't think that. I didn't say that.
Oh, no, no. I'm saying these are. I'm laying out some things.
I was getting started. Come on.
Yeah. No, you're not past your prime. You haven't even. You know.
Just getting started.
Maybe you're peaking. Who knows?
No, I'm not.
I think that you got. Yeah, your body is still improving on a year-to-year basis. Every year, you're providing a better body. We're getting more experience with the judges on what they want to see from you every show. We're getting more than the regular. We're getting every single judge's opinions with how we're going through all these different shows. Now we're getting. Like almost all of them. I think that you're in a position now to really know what they want from you exactly, mm-hmm. to pose exactly how they want. They know we know that they want a little bit more from your posing. We're doing that. I don't know. I think that you're climbing, you know? I think that you're climbing, and I think that you got a really good shot this year, you know? I think you can move. I think you can move up the ranks. And I don't, like, you know, I don't know. I'm biased, but I like your physique in there. There's a couple girls where I really like their physique in that like top 10, and I'm like, that should be what like the Miss Olympia look is, and I feel like that's you do have that. I think that mm-hmm. it's, you know, obviously I'm biased, so it's hard to get away from that, you know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they are going by the same standards every year, but you know, the sport does evolve a little bit, even if it's very minuscule. You know, there are fears I have, like when I mentioned, you know, I look better, a little leaner than everyone else. I think, I mean. I'm like, I don't want to get too lean to where my abs are crispy. It's all these worries in my head, like, you know, these abs, dang it. That's one of my disadvantages, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Is my abs, unfortunately, I never train them. I avoid core at all costs, but they're popping sometimes. We don't want that. But I actually think for this prep, they're not popping too much.
No,
so
we've got a good
my
balance.
Abs are very cooperative this prep, which is good. But yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I definitely, yeah, that's just an ongoing thing
yeah,
I have. It's just like, yeah, I think I look good. I think I'm awesome. I love myself. I really do. I love myself. But, I mean, so does every other girl. Like, I think every other girl looks awesome, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's just, you know, there's like a studied power of belief, you know? And I think that, I think everyone who's going out there to try to accomplish great things, and a lot of these people, everyone who's listening to this podcast, they have two things. They want to improve on themselves or improve in their physique to compete, right? That's kind of what it is. You know, there's, and so everyone here is kind of like that, wanting to do better, wanting to be the best type of attitude, which is like the people I surround myself with. And I think that there's this, you know, it's like a studied power of belief, like whichever direction you believe more of is going to happen more, mm-hmm. you know? So, and I think that is, it's critical that we believe that at all times that you are that, you know, because you're going to, when you envision it more, it's going to more be more realistic
oh, yeah,
to
what
happen
is it
again.
Called? What's it called? Law of attraction or something?
Yeah, you know, law of attraction. There's, I think it's called, there's Pateo's theory. I think I'm saying it wrong. It's someone's theory, but basically it's the same. It's basically like, it's a theory and a concept of why you'll see very few stars that have most of the mass, while you'll see very few trees that are the biggest in the jungle.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Very few athletes who score all the goals for a team. Why you see always there's never going to be equality in terms of wealth distribution, no matter what system is used. There's always going to be a grouping of people who excel more than others, and a lot of it is because of belief. A lot of it is mm-hmm. because of the actions that they take every day to excel more than the others. Even if you distributed all wealth to everyone equally, there'd be people who tried harder than others and have people who had better, you know, more cognitive ability
right.
to be able to keep capturing more wealth and separating them between. So with yours, you know, it could be cognitive ability on your work, on how you work out. It could be just daily effort, which I think we've proven already that you just put in daily effort, mm-hmm. so you're going to get greater rewards. So, but belief is part of that. You know, belief is part of that system of getting those rewards and trying every day. And I think mm-hmm. that I think there's a couple things that you can work on, and every athlete out there can work on. I can work on. One of them is that. Being a little bit, maybe a little bit less realistic, a little bit more like believing, like, yeah, I do, he's right, I do deserve that. I have won it three times. I am the most winning person, and this is my stage. You know, it's your stage, it's Angelica's stage, it's Issa's stage. They all have it, right? Mm-hmm. They all have it, you know, they've all won it, you know, so it's your guys' stage, you know? And so, like, having that confidence, just like Michael Jordan was out there, and he's like, you know, this is a cool thing that Kobe Bryant said once, too. Like, Kobe Bryant was playing against Michael Jordan, right, when he was first starting, and everyone on his team was like, yeah, just be, you know, just show Michael the respect, you know, because Michael's been around, like, he's tough on you, he's this, he's that, and everyone's, like, warning Kobe about Michael, right? And then Kobe's like, I don't think you guys get it. I'm that guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm him too. People better be warning him about me, mm-hmm. you know? And that's coming, like, that's a pretty big shadow to step in, Michael Jordan, right? You're like most people would be like, oh shit, I gotta go against MJ today, you know? But Kobe was like, no, I'm the same as him, you know, right? So how would he have played that day had he been like, oh shit, I'm going against Michael, started believing these people mm-hmm. around him? He wouldn't have played as good, right? Maybe that would have changed his whole career because his confidence wasn't there because he kept getting stomped by Michael. Once you don't believe you're the best, you think Michael's the best, and you put yourself in that position, I think mm-hmm. that it does come off. And in your scenario, you know, it might come off on stage a little bit. But and I think that there's a difference of competing because you own it and competing not to lose. And I think that, you know, I'm not saying that you're doing that, but I think that we just breed a little bit of that mindset. We just listen to that voice a little bit, you know. You let that voice starts off as a whisper, you know, and then it becomes an overpowering roar mm-hmm. that won't shut up, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's the same thing in the gym, you know, and that's why I say, you know, don't miss your workouts. Mm-hmm. Like, don't miss your workouts and don't cheat on your diet, because what happens is you get this little voice in your head, all these little negatives in your life, and they whisper, you know. Oh, you don't need to finish that set. You're in the parking lot of the gym. I really don't want to be here today. Like, I can just skip it and go tomorrow. Like, these little voices. And then you give into that voice. Okay, I'll go out with my friends and I'll have that cheat meal. You can go out with your friends and not have the cheat meal. Right? You go out and you have that meal. You have this. You skip your workout. You know, go way off on your diet. And then the next thing you know, the voice isn't a little whisper anymore. It's just talking regular. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know is yelling at you. And the next thing you know, you're just listening to the voice. And the next thing you know, you're done, right?
Yeah.
I know we're going farther from what you're doing, right? But I do think that, and it's studied, you know, having that confidence, having that self-belief, you know, speaking it into existence, like really believing mm-hmm. that, surrounding yourself with positive people, getting the negativity out of your life. That's all part of this sport. And I think that we got to shut the whispers up, you know,
yeah. keep,
you know, shut the whispers up. And sometimes just going against everything you got to shut mm-hmm. those whispers up.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, when it comes to this stuff. And I think mm-hmm. maybe you do too a little bit, right? Maybe.
Get a whispers?
Yeah, get the whispers down and say, hey, you know what? There's a lot of people who are competing, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of their friends are telling them about you, just like they were telling Kobe about Michael. Right, mm-hmm. and I think that you need to realize that you are that yeah. guy too. You know,
it's like sometimes I make a joke of it, but it's a joke, but it's like a joke, but not really. I say this all the time. I actually just said it, but it more in a joking manner. I always say, "How did I even get here?" Like almost like I'm still surprised that I made it this far. I'm just a girl from Akron, Ohio. You know, yeah. And my life changed when I won Olympia. And what is that called? It's like. I don't want to say imposter syndrome, but it's something, I know what it is, I can't get on the name. It's almost like you feel like almost undeserving
yeah.
of everything of your success.
Yeah.
Almost like how did I get here kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, one.
Not that I don't think I work hard, but I'm just like, why me out of everyone else? Why am I like, why was I the chosen one at one point?
Yeah.
It's too crazy. I don't know.
It's compiled success. You're reaping the rewards of compiled efforts. That's
yeah.
all it is, you know? And like, you'll see, and that happens with everything that we just talked about, right? Like, why does, you know, we talked about, why do very few stars have most of the mass?
Uh-huh.
Why do very few people have most of the money in the world, right? I think it's 1% of the people control 98% of the money in the mm-hmm. world. Right, so it's why is that? Well, it's efforts, and right, and what happens with these efforts? So it's about, here's the thing, it's wins and losses, and there's like another theory. If you ever listen to some of these speakers and talk about like, you know, theories of winning and success and whatnot, is a lot more than just, you know, based on, you know, capitalism and whatnot like that. It's based on rewarded efforts in every single like type of society.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand when you're putting in. You get a win, you get a small win, right? When you first start, let's just do it like a business. You first start a business, you're just trying to get a customer, right? And then you get a little bit. You get a win, one win, one customer. Next thing you know, you got two customers. Next thing you know, you got four. So you're getting all these little wins. And the next thing you know, the four turns into the eight turns into 16, right? But you don't step backward. You just never let yourself go backward. You never get comfortable. You never take your foot off the gas. You never get complacent. And if you do this with something that you love, like you've been doing, you're just compiling wins into great wins, into greatness, mm-hmm. right? You're birthing greatness through efforts, right? So like people, I think need to hear that too, because it's cool to hear that you're modest and everything, and it's cool that you've done that and you've gotten here. But it's definitely it's not based on any, you know, there is always going to be a luck factor involved too. Mm-hmm. But the more effort you put out, the more luck you earn, the more luck is going to be given to you. And you're just like, man, I'm so lucky. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you've been playing sports since you can remember. You've been athletic. You've never let yourself go. You've, how many times have you had cheat meals in the last 3 years? 10, you know, mm-hmm. maybe, right? I mean, how many times have you gone past 12 pounds of your in-season weight? Never since the last 3 years? Like, you know, 11, I think, was the highest pounds.
I was 25 pounds in 2017. I was
17, 20, yeah. Before you started again. You took a year off. That
so
one
technically
year
it's 3 years, but yeah.
So 3 years, you've been, you know, 100%. So yeah. You're probably not even peaked yet. You know, 3 years in compiling greatness, right?
Oh, so I'm just getting started. Guys.
I think people understand that. You know, it's cool. Like hearing something like someone like you who has succeeded and has gotten pretty much what everyone would want at their beginning stage of this, to learn that even you're still like, I can't believe this happened, right?
Yeah.
Like I believe it happened. You know, like I believe it because I know the daily effort you put in.
Yeah.
And I know that it's all it is daily efforts added together to win in the end, you know? And I always mm-hmm. tell people who are like starting a program and starting a nutrition program and like even in the transformation stage that like I get a lot of transformation people that will come to me too. And they're like intimidated because like I'll work with you. You know, they'll be like, well, I'm a little, you know, I know you work with like Ashley and these great athletes and Frida and whatnot. And like, it just, I'm not there. And I'm like, I know you're not there, but they weren't there either at one point. Like, mm-hmm. all it is to get, whether it's the body of your dreams, the job of your dreams, whatever, it's just daily effort compiled into that goal eventually. It's just daily effort every single day, never taking that day off. And you do that, and you definitely are deserving of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I do feel like I'm very consistent.
You're super consistent.
And I will say one thing, like, I know this sounds super cheesy, but I'm going to say it anyway. One thing I am confident about is, like, I was, like, born to do this in a way, kind of plays into the how'd I get here thing. Yeah. Things aligned so crazy good for me that set me up that I'm just like, it's more than a coincidence now. Like yeah. there's like, that's like what I was born to do. It's what I was meant to do. Like just how all the events that got me here in your kitchen in this elf hat, like all of that, like I just, it's more than a coincidence. I was like meant to do this, and this is what I love doing. And the fact that I'm able to do this after years, I'm just like, I know a lot of people can't. Like a lot of people don't have that mental endurance, I guess is what.
Yeah, stamina, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of mental endurance. It's like, yeah, you can prep for 16 weeks. You can probably work harder than me for 16 weeks, whatever. You can look amazing, you can be lean, you can be shredded, but can you do that every single time and every year
and every you know day I mean? For years
yes. yeah so I'm not just like a type of person that I'm just like yeah okay I did two shows I'm done you know I'm like keeping going like yeah. it's not stopping although this peak was a little rough I promise you after I get off stage I'm already gonna be like yeah let's do another show but
I've already talked about it
yeah we literally did so I do think that is like what I was meant to do and it makes me happy. And I get, like, a really good feeling. And it's almost like, I don't know if it's possible to be overly grateful, maybe to the point where I'm satisfied, if that makes sense. But after I won my first Olympia, I, like, promised myself, no matter what happens from here on out, I got to be happy and grateful for this opportunity and everything that the sport has given me because very few people will ever experience winning the Olympia, especially yes. as a rookie. So, you know, it's kind of like, I'm very grateful. And I continue to be grateful, like, for every little thing. And I never take it for granted. Every little opportunity or person I get to meet at an expo, oh my gosh, I'm getting teary-eyed almost, is like, I'm really grateful for.
Good. I like this side of you, actually. This is good. This is good. And I'm grateful that
gonna
you're...
Gonna remind me of-
And I'm grateful that you're in my life and that we get to do this together too. It's been the best, you know, the best part of my career for sure.
I'm conscious prepping. It.
Yeah, she's. This is good. This is good, actually.
I was great at the workout too.
She's slow carb, guys. So But no, it's this great. This has been, and just so you know, too, it's been like.
You only saw me cry one more time before this.
This has been the an amazing journey to take with you and all the countries we've been to and all the things. And so we have a lot of years left, and I'm really excited that we're going to be together now in the office after this, too, and even make you even a better package. But I just want you to, like, leave this episode, like, being more confident in your, a little bit and, like, knowing, hey, you've earned this shit, you know? You have. You have. You are the Michael Jordan of bikini. Like, modesty's done now. We got the Olympia to go, you know? Like, you are the Michael Jordan of bikini. No one can say that, you know? Mm. No one can say anything about it. They can't argue it. You got more championships than anyone in IFBB wins and in Olympia wins. So, like, this is you know, we brought an amazing package. I'm very happy and proud of you. You put in your effort. You've shown everyone. You've even shown, like, the pros in our team, hey, like, to be there, you got it. You can't slip up. You got to be consistent, you know? And I think you're a great role model, and you've been one of the, I think you've been an awesome champion, too, for the Olympia, too. I think that's one thing that's been really cool, too, to watch. Because Angelica's also, I'll also say, she was an awesome champion for the Olympia, too. I'm not saying anyone who else was. I just didn't follow as much of the other people. But you've been such a great champion and role model of the sport. And, like, you know, I'm excited for this next week to just have fun with you. So you've earned it, Ashley. Congrats. Yay. You know, nice job this whole year, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe your last words to everyone before we leave this podcast, do you have anything you want to say to them, the future competitors? And
don't take this entire journey for granted. Like, you got to enjoy every single moment of the journey, and you never know where it'll take you. So just keep at it, keep consistent. You know, that's what happened to me. I never really thought this would be my career when I first started. And I just kept with it because I loved it. And it took me to amazing places. I got to meet so many cool people, got to travel the world, experience so many amazing opportunities. And, like, I'm a girl from Akron, Ohio. I never thought I would even leave Ohio. Yeah. And I'm traveling the world, competing and doing seminars and, you know, just having a lot of fun. And I just wouldn't have my life any other way.
Yeah.
And although some weeks are hard, like peak week, you know, it's all worth it. And I just want to say thanks for support, everybody. You guys are so nice. And also, I want to know who's attending the Olympia or streaming it. And if you're attending Olympia, make sure to check out the Meet the Athletes event.
Yeah.
On Thursday night.
Okay, guys, with that, an emotional Ashley, which I'm glad you get to see.
I think it's peak weeking it.
It's because going into this, yes. Ashley. And I think that you're having a moment of realization of where you're at. Mm-hmm. You're having a moment of realization of what you've accomplished, and you're giving yourself that allowance to do that, you know. There's nothing, you've earned it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I hope every one of you earn it too. I hope every one of you can, like, look at your preps and look at your life and be like, I didn't leave any stone unturned. Whatever happens, happens, man. Mm-hmm. But if you can walk off the stage or walk off the day of work at your job or, you know, whatever it is you're putting all your effort into and say, hey, I gave everything and I couldn't have been better, then that's the win right there. That's the journey is it, man. Mm-hmm. It's always the journey. So with that, guys, we'll wish you guys a happy Olympia week. And we'll talk to you next time. I love this
one. That is such a